when the people at the National Weather Service or NOAA are asked whether, you know, any part of this can be attributed to global warming, forget the argument now about whether man's hand or, a natural cycle of nature is upon us, whatever it is, it does seem as though everything's getting warmer. The water, the air, we're getting all these new records all the time. Mm-hmm. And the Gulf is how warm, Lynn?
Well, our water temperature here off the South Louisiana coast off of Cameron here has been running 90, 91 degrees recently.
Oh, my God.
And I don't remember that ever happening since I've lived here. It's been about 30 years now. Generally speaking, we peak out in the mid-80s during the summertime. And 87, 88 would be considered very unusual. And I do not ever remember. And it may have happened, and I just didn't see it. But I don't ever remember seeing 90-degree water temperatures before.
So then is it really fair that somebody from NOAA, for example, would laugh and shake their head no way when asked whether global warming might be a factor in what's going on here?
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm kind of neutral on that subject. I've just all I can tell you is what we see happening, you know.
Yes.
There's certainly a cycle which is going on right now. That's certainly part of it. It could be a contributed by, I guess, a combination of the two, really.
Yes. On the current track, I assume you're watching it very carefully, Lynn.
Sure am.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how poor does it look for the city of New Orleans now?
Well, right now, as close as this thing is in, a slight jog this way or that way could make a lot of difference. And sometimes these hurricanes do tend to make a slight jog as they cross the coast.
Yeah, I was talking about that. Is that the effect of land on the hurricane?
Yeah, it's friction on the land will cause it to jog one way or the other. But the massive size of this hurricane, the hurricane force winds extend out 100 miles, and even tropical storm force winds 200 miles. This a slight jog this way or that way is not going to make that much difference as far as the damage, wind damage goes. It'll have more to do with how the water comes into New Orleans. And you just have to wait and see what happens. I mean, there's no one can actually pinpoint it to that degree.
I know they're doing computer modeling to see what buildings might or might not hold up under certain conditions.
Things like TV towers and radio towers,
yes.
Things like this, these will come down too.
That's quite true. So local broadcast facilities probably will go away. I would imagine there's some sort of emergency broadcasting facilities that are ready to be set up. I have no idea, but I would think that.
Mm-hmm.
You do the weather on one of our affiliates, KAOK in Lake Charles. A radio weatherman, Lynn, is kind of unusual.
Yes. Uh-huh. Well, actually, I started in television here many years ago. And then the guy who owned a TV station sold it and bought a radio station. Actually, we're actually a part of a group in Cumulus. And KAOK is one of the radio stations I broadcast on. Actually, the mother flagship station is KYKZ.
Well, a lot of TV stations, of course, have weathermen. But you're actually the only radio weather guy, and that is your full-time job, right?
Yes, it is. There are not many of us, you know, and I'm kind of like you. I work out of my house here. That's where the weather center is set up.
Right. And you provide, what, hourly? Or what is your current schedule? Have you retired as you've aged, as we both have?
No. No, I'm still doing it full-time, Art. I'm not in semi-retirement yet.
I see.
I don't know how much longer I'll go like that.
What does full-time mean for you,
reporting on the radio? Well, we run a normal schedule from 7 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And then, of course, besides this, whenever something's going on, such as the case today,
yes,
we just go whenever we're needed, plus bulletins and special advisories that come up during the hour.
I know many people in Lake Charles know you very well, and they depend on you, Lynn, for, I don't know, good reporting, I guess, of the weather. It can get really rough down there in situations like this, so they probably depend on you to tell them what's happening with this hurricane, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We've been following this along since, actually, it was Tropical Depression number 10 to begin with, if you remember.
I
and then that failed, and then it reclosed off, and they renamed it Tropical Depression number 11 before it became Katrina, which, of course, tracked across Miami. And then you do notice how people reacted when this thing went through Miami. They thought, oh, my goodness, this was only supposed to be a one, and everybody had this tremendous reaction to this storm.
They weren't ready.
No, definitely not. They were not expecting what they got. But just pretend, just imagine what would have happened if Hurricane Andrew, a Category 5 storm, had tracked just a little further north, because it tracked just south of Miami. Then they could have made the comparison.
That didn't this tropical depression, it was so weird, as it went across Florida, everybody thought it would immediately poop out, but either it maintained its strength as it crossed Florida, southern Florida, or it even built up a little bit over the marshy lands.
Well, that's part of the deal there. For all practical purposes, the Everglades is water, you know, and that's where it tracked across. And now, I don't know what the water temperature is in the Everglades, but because of its shallow nature, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if the water temperature is 95 to 100 degrees out there. So that's one reason it didn't lose any more strength than it did. It did for a short time, for several hours, drop down into tropical storm strength. And then, of course, immediately upon emerging out on the southwestern side of the peninsula, began to regain strength again. And from there, it's all history. You know the rest.
Help me out with something here, Lynn. I'm going to ask what may be some dumb questions, okay, about hurricanes.
All right.
One of the things I noticed is that during the day with this hurricane, it seems to have sort of held its status quo, and the big jumps in the building, like from Category 3 to Category 5, occurred almost in the blink of an eye in the overnight hours. And I always thought the sun being out, adding energy, would cause more building to occur during the day, but no, it occurred at night. I don't get it.
No, this is relative to this eye replacement cycle that you were talking to Mark Sutter about. That's what resulted in that change in intensity there.
Okay.
Whenever it goes through one of these cycles, the storm tends to weaken somewhat. and it went through this entire cycle.
And then strengthen again.
Yes, immediately. Yes. Once the cycle was complete and that eye cleared up, when you begin to see that well-defined hole from the satellite picture, that's when it, you know, suddenly increased